BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
So what's been going on over the last couple of weeks? Obviously it was Christmas and New Year, I know that. Linda in Tetbury says, hooray, you're back. Welcome. We've missed you. Where have you been? What have you been doing? I'm good, thanks. I've just been here. I did the chart show on New Year's Day, and yesterday I played a gig in London on New Year's Eve, which was good. Only I messed it up a little bit by playing the bongs of Big Ben too early, and I hate that.
But how can you do that? Did you have the bongs on CD? I thought you were meant to have the bongs live.
Well, how am I going to cross live to Big Ben in a club?
Well, I don't know. You might have had the technology.
No, you just downloaded them off iTunes, isn't it?
And then you played them at the wrong time.
Yeah, I played them a minute early. So sorry to everyone. It was at that gig in London. It was 2012 there before it was anywhere else in the UK.
Did you play them again at the right time, or did you just go, oh, sorry about that, it's done now?
Sorry, mate, don't happen there. yeah, I just played them. Like, you can't play them again.
I don't know.
That's kind of taking the whole fun out of the New Year's Eve climax.
Did you interrupt that old Lang Syne? Just like, no, sorry, mistake, no,
hang
start
on.
Again.
I'm a minute early, sorry. Also, over the last couple of weeks, I think I've been to... Well, I've been to so many branches of Marks & Spencer. I have. Other shops are available. But I've been spending a lot of time with my mum over the festive period, and mums love a bit of M&S. So I've been to one in Southampton, I've been to one near Southampton, I've been to three in London, and two in Bristol. I'm like, Mum, seriously... It's going to be the same stuff. No, it's different stuff, Scott. It's not, though, is it? I might get a better bargain in here. You won't, though. It's the same stuff in every store. Mums, they can't get enough of it, can they?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky's here, right, love?
Hiya.
You okay?
Yeah.
We'll talk about Becky's new favourite thing in a minute, which she has been spending a lot of time, devoting so much time to over the festive period. And quite a few people are texting in about the TV show that we're going to make, well, we said we were going to make, called Orange Tanned and Living with Nan. Now, there's a little trailer that's been running on Radio 1 over Christmas and the New Year with, like, hi, I'm Scott Mills, and these are my New Year's resolutions. And mine was that I can't really say no, and I'm going to try and say no a little bit more this year. And then Becky said, will you do a TV show called Orange Tanned and Living with Nan? And I said yes, to reiterate the point that I can't actually say no, and I'll say yes to most things. We're not actually making that show.
Well, not yet. I mean, no. It hasn't been commissioned. It's like the idea's there.
Yeah.
I've never done a pilot, but I've got a film guy ready to do the pilot if you want to.
Well, yeah, how can I say no to that?
We just need a Nan.
But some people are like, when's the show going to be on? What channel? It's
BBC Three, duh.
Duh. But it's not actually being made at the moment. Unless BBC Three want to tell me something.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Jason also played a gig. He's a DJ. Played a gig on New Year's Eve and played the pre-recorded chimes of Big Ben far too early. He'd had a couple of drinks, to be honest. A tune finished at 11:58. Really just press play. No one really notices, do they? They don't. Hey, I went to see the Hoff's Panto on the weekend, on Saturday night.
Any good?
Yeah, same one as last year.
Is it exactly the same?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I was like, oh, this is a bit boring. But it was a good show. Someone's been on, actually, Andrew, off of Chilton Polden, near Bristol, saying, what did you think of Hoff the Hook? I was with some family on Saturday night, and I heard you and your mum get a shout-out. We got a shout-out on stage. My mum was made up.
Did he have those, because when we went to the Hoff Panto last year, he had those, like, hands, like those big foam hands. Did you get them this year as well?
No, but he was brilliant as Hoff the Hook. So I went to show my support there on Saturday night.
I don't understand people that go to Pantos, like, after Christmas.
No, I was going to say about this. It's so weird. And I've always thought this. It's like, well, who does that? Because it's a Christmas thing. It gets you in the mood for Christmas. But they run until, like, the 9th or 10th of January. But it was packed. Bristol Hippodrome, full of people. But then you sit down and they start singing Christmas songs. It's like, oh, this is all wrong. It's not right, is it?
No, I don't think so.
But I'm now one of those people
are
that goes
gonna,
Panto in January. Yeah, I'll do it again.
Are you going to go see the same one again? Is he signed for next year? Where's he doing it next year?
Don't know, but it'll probably be the same.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky's got a new big thing.
Yes.
Now tell me what
you've
been doing.
You've got a big thing, so I've got a big thing.
Yeah. This is going to become cool again now.
Well, yeah, I hope so. Basically, I'm going to set up a cross-stitching celebrities business.
What made you come up with this, please?
Well, I was bored over Christmas. I thought, yes, I can always eat another chocolate, or I could do something more kind of, you know, worthwhile.
Because you remember a few years ago, and we mentioned this on the show, knitting became cool for a little bit. And there were some quite, you know, quite cool clubs that were doing knitting for young people. You could just sit around, listen to some good music, and knit away. And now, the same could be happening for cross-stitch.
Yeah. When you say it, though, I don't think so. But actually, you know, I had some interest already, taking a few orders. Grimmy's asked me to cross-stitch either Little Kim or Beyonce. What?
Why would you want Little Kim?
Well, he's a big fan.
I know he is.
Unfortunately, though, I can only sort of do them in, like, they're all kind of a bit sepia. Because I can't work out the colours. So they're right. All brown. But I've done Angelina Jolie already. Well, a bit of her hair needs to be finished, but...
I know what you're thinking, listeners. Has she actually... Yes, she has. Go to my Facebook page.
Do you want me to put the picture up there?
Can you please?
Yeah.
Also, I like what you're doing there because you're saying to me that...
Oh, don't mention the torch.
Yeah. You're saying that it has to be a certain kind of light. You can't cross-stitch properly unless you have a certain kind of light.
You need to see the little holes.
Right. So you have been wearing a torch on your head, a head torch.
Like off of caving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that makes it easier to do?
Yeah. And... Yeah, it does, yeah. Right. But you do look a bit stupid.
So, if people don't know what cross-stitch is, can you explain?
Yeah, you go... It's like a grid, and you go in the bottom left hole and out the top right, and then you go along as many stitches as you need, and then you go in the bottom right hole and back in the top left.
And you're only...
It's not cool at all, but it's like... It is quite therapeutic.
And you're only cross-stitching celebrities.
I'm only doing celebrities, and I think this might be quite a good business. If I turn up at little craft fairs and it's like... At the moment, they're taking a long time to do, because I've been doing Angelina probably since, like, the 26th of December.
Where do you get the patterns for this?
Magazine. And in the magazine, it says, are there any other celebrities you'd like to stitch? So I'm going to put your name forward.
Oh, please do.
Can you imagine if loads of people cross-stitch your face?
You'd need some orange thread.
Yeah, I'd have to get new colours.
You'd get new colours. It wouldn't be sepia. This is brilliant.
You can imagine, but then I thought, like, oh, I could give them to everyone as presents.
Oh, hang on a second. Is this why I got a text over Christmas from you with a picture of Justin Bieber?
Did you not tell it was cross-stitch?
No.
Here's my next one I'm going to do.
Can I have that one?
After I've fulfilled Grimmy's order. Yeah, you can have Bieber if you want.
And where do I put this?
The eyebrows are going to take ages.
Where do you put it?
Hallway or bathroom, maybe? Or by the side of the bed, depending on how I present them.
Okay, cool.
You have to pay extra for the frame, though. I'm not splashing out mirror money.
Yeah, all right. You know, cross-stitching, loads of people have been on saying they do it, but never with celebrities.
You see, I think there's a gap in the market for this. You see, normal people, they only kind of cross-stitch like little cute teddy bears and that.
Right,
think celebrities, I can imagine if I cross-stitch the Kings of Leon. Well, it's going to be good, Caleb and cross-stitch.
Are the pictures up now?
I'm going to do it now. I've been talking to you, I can't multitask.
All right. If you search Scott Mills on Facebook, in a couple of moments you'll be able to see... Angelina Jolie, but you have to remember that some of her hair still needs doing.
Yeah, on the left-hand side, she needs a bit...
But apart from that, she is pretty much perfectly cross-stitched. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Who's on the phone, please?
It's Jana from Devon.
Jana from Devon, what's going on?
My gran cross-stitches pictures of celebrities for gifts for people.
Oh, yes. Does she? How old are you?
She's done loads.
How old are you?
I'm 18.
How old's your gran?
She's 65.
Okay, and who has she done, celebrity-wise?
She's done David Tennant, she's done Michael Jackson, and she's done Robert Pattinson. And she gets the same magazine as Becky does. Because
really?
Because she didn't ask right, what she wanted to do.
You need to do RPATS. You need to get on that.
Really?
The RPATS one is really good.
Is it?
It's really good, yeah.
How many likes have we had on Facebook already for this?
Over 150.
Yeah, just from you cross-stitching Angelina Jolie. I mean, obviously it took time and effort, so... Right.
I love it that the only other person that's cross-stitching celebs is Jana's nan.
Yeah.
It's a big thing. It's a big thing.
It's a big thing, Jana. Love
exactly.
You, bye.
Bye.
Also, a few people on Facebook are saying that your Angelina Jolie cross-stitch looks quite like Cheryl Cole. But that's fine, because then you can use the same pattern.
Exactly.
It can be either or. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. I tried to get some stuff in the sales over the weekend. I'll tell you what, I am thinking of becoming an XL.
Why?
Well, because I can eat loads, and then I would absolutely clean up in the sales because everything is XL or 28 waist. So, like, if you're in between, you're stuffed, aren't you?
That's true, actually, because I went to have a look and there was nothing.
So either I need to really slim down to a 28 waist, nevergonnahappen.com, okay.com, or it needs to be an XL. And I think that's I think that's very much the way forward. And,
that's
and
achievable, isn't it?
Much more achievable. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, so one of my mates had to go to A&E over the weekend with another one of our friends. He's fine, he's just, like, hurt himself. And they were in there a while, waiting. My mate, not the one that hurt himself, the other one, was starving because he hadn't eaten all day. And I just want to know if anyone knows what the rules are on this. I just want to put it out there. Can you tell me, what is the deal with ordering fast food, like pizza or Chinese or Indian or whatever, to a hospital? Will they allow it? Because he was like, oh, I'm going to order pizza in a minute.
What, to the ward?
Yeah, yeah, why not? Because you're going to be there hours, you know, probably, waiting. So why not?
I'd
just
say,
give the address of the hospital. Can they? Do they do that? Will they let you? What do the hospital think? Do the delivery people go, yeah, that's fine, we'll deliver it to that ward?
It's not very healthy, is it?
No.
So but they, like, might have concerns on that level, but then you're not the one in hospital, so maybe it's okay.
You say that, but I have spent a lot of time in hospitals doing various like reports and stuff. There's one on tonight, actually, on BBC One South about alcohol called Inside Out. 7:30. Thanks for that.
Is this whole story just so you could plug that?
No, but it's good. I like it that I managed to. 984 on Sky. And they sometimes have, like, burger restaurants in the hospitals.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay, like, so it's not a health problem, so you probably can order a pizza too.
I don't know.
I guess as long as you're staying in one place. My friend said once that he had ordered a pizza to a train station. So, like, if you're on the train and then you work out where the next stop is he winding me up?
That is not... no one does that.
So, like, work out where the next stop is and say what time you're going to be there and then get the delivery. As that I'm saying
not,
it,
no,
I think it's not true.
That is not true. What, so they meet you at the train?
Yeah, and then you hand over the cash and then
how
get
do you
your
know
hot
what,
pizza.
How do you know what door they're going to come to? Like, how
say
do they
I'm
know?
In, like, carriage C.
Oh, yeah, I'm in the quiet zone.
Yeah.
Can you please deliver
okay,
to
okay,
Swindon Station... platform 2. I'll be there about 2053.
I thought it was a brilliant idea.
No, that doesn't happen.
No?
No. I mean, there are places that I've ordered, but, like, I ordered a full-on Chinese buffet once, and well, we picked it up and took it with us. This is with Comedy Dave, actually, after his first wedding. We did the whole train journey from Bournemouth to London with a Chinese buffet on the table. Antisocial, I know, but we were hungover.
But you didn't order it and get it on us. You took it on with you.
Yeah, which is also wrong, probably, I think. They hated it. Like, everyone around us was like, oof.
A lot of people are saying you can get...
Can you?
Yeah. Because loads of midwives and people in x-ray departments get it delivered when they're on night shifts.
Oh, OK. But that's staff. What about if you're just a punter?
Andy was saying he was getting it to his ward when he was in hospital.
And they're fine with that, are they?
Obviously, yeah.
The only other time I've done it is when I ordered... fast food, I think it was pizza, to a hotel once. They do not like that. Don't ever do that, seriously. Because they get rid, they're like, why aren't you eating our food? We've got a perfectly good restaurant. It's like, well, it's a bit cheaper and I just didn't fancy your food. They absolutely hate it and take it really personally. We like the staff were chewing the bloke off, like, go away. And he had to ride off really quick on his
bike.
What
sort of hotel was this? This wasn't one of my £29 a night ones, was it?
No.
No.
But they do not like it. Like, the bloke was like, I'm just ordering a pizza, just delivering a pizza. They're like, no, not here. But they did still let me have it. But they hate it, just for future reference. The Scott Mills Daily. Just talking about whether you're allowed to bring in, like, fast food or, you know, like, pizza, Chinese, Indian, into hospitals. Becky thought that you could get it delivered at specific train stations.
Well, no, I just wanted to know, like, if you can get it delivered to a hospital, where else can you get it delivered to?
Yeah.
And my friend said that he got it delivered to a specific train station, but do you know what? There haven't been any texts agreeing with that, so no. That obviously was a joke.
I'd quite like to know from people where you haven't been allowed to do it, just so I know for future reference. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
You're right.
Yeah, good, thanks. You alright?
Yeah, I'm good. What are you saying?
Well, I used to DJ with Chris from your show in Southampton.
Oh, I like this. Okay, cool.
And he used to stay in a hotel every Friday night, whereas I was a student in those days, so I used to scrub it up in Studentville.
Yeah.
And he used to invite me round to his hotel every Friday night so that we could order in pizza.
To the hotel?
Yeah, to the hotel.
Were they okay with that?
Well, from Chris's point of view, yeah, they were, because I used to be the one who had to go and collect it from the hotel reception.
What, so he'd send you down?
Yeah, and I didn't even stay at this hotel.
Right, he just didn't want to get the stress of it, did he?
Yeah, exactly.
He sounds like he thinks he's some superstar DJ.
Yeah, check him out.
Well, I guess he was.
He's got a hotel. I guess he was. He's not anymore. Annie Mac took his crown.
Did you text in earlier? Did he make you go and get the cutlery as well?
Yeah, I used to have to collect plates and cutlery from the hotel reception as well.
Is it just me, or who has plates and cutlery with takeaway pizza? Surely you just eat it with your hands, don't you?
I know.
That's what I always used
How
to say
posh
to
is
him, but he was the one poshing
get him,
it up.
Get him eating pizza with a knife and fork.
Yeah, I know.
I need to have words.
He's changed.
He has changed.
Thanks, Tom. Love you, bye.
Love you, boy.
Good knowledge, like that.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
I wish you could see what I could see at the moment, because it's so weird. Becky has her hand in a trophy, which is filled with water. Whose trophy is that? It's like a football trophy.
I don't know. It hasn't got the plaque on it yet.
It was just in here. Now, you've had a little bit of an accident. You burnt yourself.
I was making you one of your posh teas.
Just spicy ginger, actually.
And,
trying to be healthier.
Yeah, I shouldn't have walked quickly with the hot water because I've totally scalded my arm.
Right, and who was saying earlier about not spraying bleach in your face?
Me.
Now look.
I'm the queen of health and safety.
Yeah, and now look what you've done. I'm really concerned. You've hurt yourself quite a bit, and you're trying to keep it cool by dunking your hand occasionally in that football trophy.
When you do it, you're meant to run your hand under cold water for 10 minutes, but obviously I can't leave you, so I'm sticking it...
What do you mean you can't leave me? I'm not a child.
No, but I'm like... As a producer, I'm meant to, like, stay and look after you.
Sure,
so
yeah.
Sticking my hand in a trophy full of cold water is the next best thing.
I'm down with that. It's fine. You carry on. Do whatever you want to do.
Yeah?
Black Keys coming up, and also Skepta. Do you know what I like to do in January? I like to hibernate a bit. Do you?
No, I get out there, I think.
Do you?
No, that sounded really wrong.
No, you don't.
No, but I don't hibernate.
I like it. Like, going home at night and just thinking, oh, it's just cold and rubbish. I don't want to go out. I want to stay in. But I'm looking for a new box set that I'd like at the moment, because I'm rubbish with box sets. Like, people always go, oh, yeah, you'd love The West Wing. I don't think I would. I think I'd find it totally boring. And I say I find it daunting with things like The West Wing when they're 8 series in, because that's just too much catching up to do. I'm never going to be able to devote that amount of commitment to catching up with however many series there have been so far.
What was the last one you did? Was it Only Fools and Horses?
No.
He's got a new
I don't
one
like that.
On, he's got a new one on tonight. It's called The Royal Bodyguard. You should watch that.
Is that on tonight?
Yeah. New comedy.
Oh,
it's not
it comedy?
Quite up to Only Fools and Horses. What do you say? Oh, it's a comedy. What do you want? A drama? What sort of thing do you want?
Yeah, I think I want drama.
Gossip Girl?
Well, see, you always gone about that. And the one that doesn't speak is obsessed.
You see, that is totally more your thing than The West Wing.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
How many series are they in? Because this will determine whether I watch it or not. If it's, like, 9 or 10,
no,
I'm not interested.
No, this is, like, the 4th or 5th.
Oh, it's still quite a lot. OK, I'll try it. I got into 24 for a bit. I got the first box set. Me and my flatmate were all over it, and I lost interest after that. It's like, how many bad days can you have?
Well, maybe you're not a box set person. Maybe you just need to watch a film. If losing interest is your problem.
Yeah. I might try Gossip Girl. I know I'm like 3 years late, but that's just me. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, I can't tell if you lot are being serious or not by telling me what I need to watch and get in my life. Cougar Town.
Is that the one with Courtney Cox?
Yeah. Pan Am.
Now, that is quite good. That's
actually
about air hostesses.
Is that with Christina Ricci in?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be right up my street.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
You seen that band? You know what they look like?
Yes, actually. I've got a picture of them right here.
They look kind of like you after a couple of extra glasses of wine too many, you know?
Yeah, there's some fright wigs going on, aren't there?
Is that what you call them?
Yeah, yeah. They look like, who are that band? Kiss.
There's an element of theatrics to what Black Veil Brides do.
Yeah. They just don't want to be the darkness. That's my worry.
Oh, see, the thing with the darkness was... Hi, everybody.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, how's it going? Happy New Year.
And to you.
Hi, Becky.
Hello, Zane.
How's it going?
Good, thanks.
Cool.
Are you pleased to be off early mornings?
I'm not displeased and or pleased.
But
good.
Good answer. Really good answer.
That's it for, you know.
I meant the hours, the getting up early.
Ah, it's not a problem. Early mornings, I like them. I'm into them. It's cool. We had a really good time. What I'm trying to say is we had a really, really good time doing the breakfast show last week and being able to kind of construct, you know, an early morning for music out of music was really cool challenge compared to what we do throughout the evenings and stuff. But that said, it's nice to, you know, open up the studio door this morning, this evening, I should say, and it felt like coming home.
Yeah, so. You see, this is where you belong. Welcome back.
Thanks. Not a fan of what we did last week, then that's cool.
No.
It's
fine.
Really
it's fine. You're not
this
alone.
This is your home, Zay.
It stirs it up, doesn't it? It's amazing what music does. It's amazing what happens when you just play records.
Yeah,
people
it's good, isn't it?
Freak out.
I know, they love it.
They freak. Well, some do. Getting back to the darkness, I was really displeased when the darkness were around, and I felt like I needed to take this holier than thou high road about the darkness, and it wasn't real rock and roll and everything else. God, I missed the darkness.
Do you?
Really, I do.
Just a bit of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I just didn't have a sense of humour at the time.
No, did you not? No. When was that? 2000?
Pretty much all the time.
Five.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.